The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
We're locked in and ready to go on a Tuesday night in mid-December. Some more high school basketball. Thank you for tuning in here on 92.1 KMZA. It's Twin Valley League action this evening. We're at Frankfort High School as the Wildcats welcome in the Mustangs of Valley Heights. Thank you again for joining us. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I am Brandon Tamman getting you set for our double dip of TVL basketball here this evening in mid-December. And we got the girls' contest coming up in just a few minutes, and the boys will follow. So let's get you geared up for the girls' game tonight, just moments away from the opening tip. And we got a good one here in the first one tonight. Both of these teams are undefeated. Valley Heights in the latest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings this week, up to number 3 in Class 2A. They are off to a 3-0 start. Victories over Riley County, Marysville, and Republic County. So this is their first league contest early on this season. And for the Wildcats, they are 4-0 as they won the Waubunsee Invitational this past week with wins over Pawnee City, Waubunsee, Northern Heights, and Manhattan Chiefs. So it's two teams with a combined 7-0 record getting us going for a crucial TVL showdown here in mid-December. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this ball game, and we'll start with the visitors from Valley Heights. The Lady Mustangs will go like this. Kat Torber is a 5'6 senior guard, averaging 7.5 points per game. Maggie Torber is a 5'8 sophomore, just under 7 points per contest through 3. Maddie Vermitten is a 5'10 senior and a 4-year starter, averaging over 7 points and 7 rebounds per game. Abigail Steinford is a 5'5 senior guard, just at 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And the leading scorer, the 5'11 senior Emma Youngberg, a 4-year starter, All-State a season ago, averaging over 15 points per contest. So again, for the Lady Mustangs, it is Torber, Kat and Maggie, Vermitten, Steinford, and Youngberg. Their head coach is Jordan Brocksterman, 6th season at the helm. He's compiled a 96-25 record to this point. The Lady Wildcats, their head coach is Brian Ebert in his 6th season, and he's compiled a 93-31 record. They'll go like this tonight. 5'6 senior Kayla Cornelison, 5'6 sophomore Emma Hardwick, a 5'7 junior Taryn Parthamer, a 5'9 sophomore Hattie Gross, and a 5'9 sophomore Lexi Dollinghouse. So again, for Ebert's squad, it is Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. Again, these two teams off to great starts, both undefeated. Wildcats are 4-0, and the Mustangs are 3-0. It'll be the home white uniforms for Frankfort. Wildcats across the chest, red numerals and lettering trimmed out in gray. All black uniforms for the Mustangs. They got the purple numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed out in white. Well, we've given you the starters for both teams, gearing up, and a good crowd on hand for both sides. It's split red to the left and purple to the right. A quick pause in the action for the national anthem. Tip-off is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. It's Frankfurt and Valley Heights tonight. First of two midweek basketball here on KMCA. We do got some great action across our airwaves this evening. KARE 93.7, Ottawa at Atchison this evening. Also on the Holton channel, you get Holton at Jeff West, and then Sabetha and 103.9, dual combo there, Riverside at Sabetha. So, of course, all the links, MSCSports.net, are across the great airwaves as well here in Northeast Kansas. Our girls' contest underway. Left to right comes Valley Heights, and they win the opening tip. A quick three on the way. This is a miss off the back iron, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights as it was Kat Torber. Well, they're going to change the call. Frankfurt will get the basketball. So just getting going. No score. 10 seconds in. Battle of undefeated teams. Valley Heights showing pressure here in the full court. And for Frankfurt across the timeline, Emma Hardwick, the 5'6 sophomore, having some trouble defended on the play by Maggie Torber. There's a steal in the backcourt and a whistle and a foul in transition. It's Kat Torber with the steal. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two to try to break the 0-0 tie. First foul of the game, this one on Emma Hardwick. So Kat Torber, the 5'6 senior guard, 7.7 points per game. 4-5 at the free throw line, now 4-6. She's off on the first. Averaging two assists and two steals per game. She goes 1-for-2 in Valley Heights. Nearly 1-0 lead. Continuing to show full court pressure man-to-man. The Wildcats have had some trouble. There's a bump and a foul on the entry pass. This will be the first foul against Valley Heights, against Maggie Torber, a 5'8 sophomore. 26 seconds into the first quarter. Valley Heights, an early 1-0 lead on a free throw from Kat Torber. Once again, the pressure causing some issues, but Frankfurt able to get it up the floor here with Hattie Gross, the 5'9 sophomore. So Frankfurt, a fairly young team. They have one senior in the starting lineup and then three sophomores and a junior. And it's impressive that they're off to this 4-0 start with the youth on the floor. Here's Emma Hardwick, nice pass inside, but deflected, and then there is a pickup and a steal. Emma Youngberg picks that one up. So two possessions for the Wildcats and two turnovers. It is a 2-3 zone defense right now for the Wildcats. Valley Heights looking to adjust. They get it to Kat Torber here, right corner. They want to get it to Maggie there at the free throw line. They're going to back things out. Here's a baseline drive. They go inside. Shot up no good, and a rebound on the backside by Hattie Gross. Still 1-0 Valley Heights. Still putting the pressure on. Here the Wildcats in transition. Youngberg bats that pass attempt in the air. Chased into the corner. Youngberg comes away with a steal. So three possessions, three turnovers for the Wildcats. Mustangs haven't really been able to capitalize. Just a 1-0 lead to this point. 6:25 left in the opening quarter. How about Kat Torber, a left corner three. This one off the front rim, no good. And another rebound for Hattie Gross. Boy, she was so good in the opener against Pawnee City. 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 steals. And just a sophomore, but she has been a key cog early for the Wildcats and head coach Brian Eberts. Wildcats working it inside with Hardwick. Gets to the block, picks up the dribble there, gets it inside. Now a good entry pass to the left block, and I think we're going to get a 3-second call. We do. 4 possessions, 4 turnovers for the Wildcats. Mustangs still with a 1-0 lead. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Kat to the right corner to Maggie. Back to Kat. They reverse the basketball. Steinfurt with it to the free throw line. Right wing. 3 on the way. This one too strong. and a rebound. Pushing in transition now is Emma Hardwick. She gets ahead of the pack. Her layup is off the rim, no good. Youngberg the rebound with some force. She'll get it up the floor. Nice pass. Easy layup in transition. Maddie Vermitten, the first field goal. She's got two. 3-0 Valley Heights. 5:25 left opening quarter. There's a whistle and a foul just across the midcourt stripe. It's going to be on Maddie Vermitten. That is her first, team foul number two. Hardwick to throw this one in. Now they switch. It'll be Gross to throw it in. Sideline left, right on the center line, splitting the court down the way. Right side of the floor, it's Kayla Cornelison. She wants a baseline drive. She's cut off, and then she's whistled for a travel. Five turnovers in not 3 minutes of action. Well, the Wildcats, they trail 3-0. We'll get our first sub on the next dead ball as Kat Torber brings it up the way from left to right. They get it to Maggie Torber in the left corner. They leave her open. This one no good. Front rim no good. And it's going to be Youngberg called for the over and back foul. That's her first in team foul number three. How about Emma Youngberg, the 5'11 senior, All-State a season ago, a four-year starter, signed to throw in track and field at the University of Michigan, the Big Ten. A heck of an athlete. Of course, volleyball, basketball, and will throw at Michigan next year. 3-0 Valley Heights. We're under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Five turnovers already for the Wildcats. Here's Hardwick left side on the wing. They kick it to the right side on the wing now with Cornelison. Baseline drive floater trickles off the rim. No good. And a hard rebound ripped away by Maddie Vermitten. They get it up the floor. Reverse layup try. No good. And a rebound brought down right block by Emma Hardwick. Wildcats looking for their first points. They trail 3-0. 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Top of the key with Hardwick. Right side to Cornelison. Man-to-man defense for the Mustangs. Brooke Porter, a 5'8 sophomore, has checked in for the Mustangs. They want to go inside. This is Gross. Spins on the block. Great defense inside, but a better cut. Good pass. Counted in one. How about that little give and go down the middle of the floor? Emma Hardwick for two and a chance at a three-point play. Chance to tie the game. They get the foul here on Kat Torber. That's her first, team foul number four. Kaylee Scala, a 5'9 junior, now in the game for Valley Heights. Hardwick for the tie. Too strong, no good. Brooke Porter the rebound. Kat Torber, the 5'6 senior, slowing the pace a little bit. Left side pass on the wing to Scala, who just checked in. Now Kat Torber on the right wing. Scala up top. They reverse it left side to Porter, who fires a three. Too strong. And out of bounds underneath. Off of Frankfurt, so Valley Heights keeps the possession. Tana Stowell, a 5'5 sophomore, has checked into the game. Played some early minutes for Brian Eberts. Right side to Kat Torber. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Right side to Scala. Now Porter back to Scala. Top of the key. Hand down, man down for three. Left rim no good. But right into the hands of Brooke Porter. She'll reset. Youngberg inside. Whistle and an offensive foul. They haven't gone down low to Youngberg much early. She dropped the shoulder and now has two fouls. First turnover against Valley Heights. It's a 3-2 ball game. Mustangs in front by one. 3:40 left here in the opening quarter. So Youngberg has to go out with two fouls. Frankfurt having a tough time getting the ball in. They do. Finally, Emma Hardwick with it. Gets it up the floor. Bump by Porter. No call. Hands it off to Gross. Top of the key. As they switch off, she's guarded by Porter. Works to the left wing. Inside the free throw line, gets it all the way to the 10, and we're going to get an offensive foul away from the ball. So they get Dollinghouse with an illegal screen. Foul number two, a turnover number six. Still 3-2, low scoring between these two unbeaten teams. Left games Friday, a couple of games scattered early next week before the holiday break. Teams will have time to make some corrections, and once we get back, beginning of the new year, obviously, things will really ramp up the rest of the way. Here's Porter, left side on the wing. Nice free throw line extended pass for a right wing three. This one short, but getting her own rebound off the miss is Scala. They want to go inside to Kat Torber. Her shot, no good. But tips it back to herself and gets her own rebound. Torber again drives baseline and takes a lot of contact and draws the foul. Stops the clock at 2:48 in the first quarter. Patty Gross picks up her first, team foul number three. So Kat Torber at the line to shoot two more. She has 1 point, 1 of 2 at the line so far here in the quarter. She's good on the first. She's got two. And the lead for Valley Heights is 4-2. Other games in the TBL tonight, Axel at Webmore, Blue Valley at home against Hanover, Centralia at Onega. There's a missed free throw and the rebound for Hardwick. So a 1-for-2 trip for Kat Torber. It's a 4-2 game. Valley Heights in front. The other games tonight, or at least one other game in the TBL, is Troy at Donovan West. Hand off to Cornelison in the right corner. 2.5 minutes left here in the first. Frankfurt has had all sorts of trouble and dribbled off of Hattie Gross's foot out of bounds at another turnover for the Wildcats. They have 7 turnovers here in the first quarter, yet they're only down 4-2. So the Mustangs have not taken advantage of all these extra opportunities. See if they can on this one. Kat Torber right side of the floor to Scala. Scala on the wing. Back to Kat. She'll fire. This time no good on a three, but another offensive rebound. This time by Scala. Brooke Porter thought about stepping into a 17-foot J. Turns it down. Here's Maggie Torber from the right elbow. Too strong. Rebound Frankfurt. Brought down by Cornelison. Chance to tie or take the lead for his... Not smooth as it's been here in the opening quarter. It's just a 4-2 Valley Heights lead. We got a 1:50 left. Man-to-man defense, good bounce pass, and a shot well off the mark, no good. Rebound Vermitten for Valley Heights. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Top of the key, gets to the right elbow. Might have got away with a push-off. Bounces it back to Maggie Torber, gets to the free throw line. Back to Scala, right side to Kat Torber. They want to go inside. It's Vermitten on the block. Good double team. They split it. Kick out for three. This one no good. Tips out of bounds. It'll be Valley Heights basketball. 4-2 Valley Heights. 1:24 left first quarter. Now the other official coming in thinking, just to confirm, and it will stay with Valley Heights. Maggie Torber to throw it in. Right side of her own backboard. Hesitating. Now throws it top of the key. Scala with it. Good extra pass. Kat Torber, a right wing three. Too strong. And an offensive rebound brought down by Scala. Saved from going out of bounds in the corner by Maggie Torber. They'll reset. Mustangs have had good looks from three, unable to knock them down. We've just had very little offense. There's a turnover, a traveling call on the far side by Porter. Second turnover against Valley Heights. We got 63 seconds left here in the first, and it's a 4-2 Mustangs lead. Nice run by Cornelison to get up the floor, far side, a whistle and a bump and a foul. This will be team foul number 6 against Valley Heights. So the rest of the first half, Wildcats will be in the bonus. Scala picks it up. It's her first. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout, as Brian Ebert says, seen enough so far here in the first. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Got 59.7 seconds remaining in the first. Valley Heights 4, Frankfurt 2. Again, our game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. Mentioned the other TBL games tonight. Good slate across the Big 7. Holton makes the trip to Jeff West. Hiawatha at Nemaha Central, a couple good games there tonight. Perry LeCompton on the road at Royal Valley. And Sabetha at home against Riverside. Another busy slate in the Northeast Kansas League as well. ACCHS, they are at McLouth. Jackson Heights on the road at Valley Falls. Pleasant Ridge is hosting Jeff County North. And Oskaloosa makes the trip to Moore Hill. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. About to be a quarter in to our first contest tonight. Been a struggle offensively for both teams. 4-2 Valley Heights. Pass tipped in the air. It's out of bounds. And last touch by Frankfurt. Nope, they changed the call. It'll stay Nope. Once again, it is off Frankfurt. So another turnover. One of the officials went back and forth with their decision there. So the Mustangs with it in a 4-2 lead. 50 seconds to go here in the first. Here's Maggie Torber, steps in front of the free throw line. Her floater no good. Offensive rebound by Vermitten, and then that one thrown out of bounds as Cat cut. Maggie thought she was coming back to get it, and it goes into the crowd. Turnover number 3 on Valley Heights. It's a 4-2 lead for the Mustangs. Now under 40 seconds to go. See what Frankfurt can do here. Maybe potentially the final possession. We'll see. Hardwick spins inside, gets in there, and lays it in with some contact. Emma Hardwick ties the game at 4. She's got all 4 for the Wildcats. 23 seconds to go here in the first. Mustangs reverse the basketball. Maggie Torber wants to go to Vermitten inside. A lot of contact. There's the foul. 17 seconds remaining. And Maddie Vermitten a chance to break the 4-4 tie. Foul on Lexi Dollinghouse. That is her second team foul. Number 4. So Vermitten at the line. First one is up, and the first one is good. That makes her 5 of 10 from the free throw line so far this season. Vermitten averaging over 7 points and 7 rebounds per game. She's got 3 points, 3 rebounds here in the first quarter. Second on the way. This one rims out no good, and we're going to get an offensive foul on the rebound attempt. It was ripped away by Scala. So Scala picks up the foul. That is her second. Team foul number 7. So this is going to send Frankfurt to the free throw line with 16 seconds to go for a 1-1. This is Hattie Gross, the 5'9 sophomore. Not scored here so far. It's a 5-4 game. Not many people have scored to this point. She misses the free throw. And the rebound for Maggie Torber. So 10 seconds to go. It's a 5-4 Valley Heights lead. Kat Torber reversing it left side. Here's a 3. This one no good. And an offensive rebound, and they're going to call another foul on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Maddie Vermitten on this one. Not going to lie, there wasn't much there. Team foul number 8. Vermitten's second foul. This puts Taryn Parthamer at the line, the 5'7 junior, to shoot 1-1. The 5-4 Valley Heights lead. Both of these teams have struggled. Comes to the offensive end here in the first quarter. Free throw was up by Parthamer. That one's good. Olivia Scala has checked into the game. That is a 5'7 sophomore. Free throw no good, but an offensive rebound stick back try is no good by Katie Keller, a 5'6 sophomore. He's in the game, and that ends the first quarter. Not much offense, 5-5 through 8 minutes. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're invited to the Holiday Open House for Hiawatha Farm and Home on December 20th from 11 till 2, and also to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca on December 23rd from 2 until 5. All-day savings of 10% for in-store merchandise those two special Holiday Open House days. Some exclusions may apply. That's at Hiawatha Farm and Home the 20th and at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca the 23rd. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
First of 2 tonight from Frankfurt, Wildcats and the Mustangs at Valley Heights. Girls game in progress, 5-5 after one quarter. 4 for Emma Hardwick, 1 for Taryn Parthamer, 3 for Maddie Vermitten, 2 for Kat Torber. That's all the scoring so far. 8 fouls committed by the Mustangs in the first half. They've got multiple players with 2, including All-State, All-League selection Emma Youngberg. She's back on the floor. Defense right now, they have switched from a man-to-man. Now going with kind of an extended 2-3 zone. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. 5-5 is our score, early second quarter. This is Emma Hardwick to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard, gets it into the left corner with Parthamer. Parthamer out to Gross, high left. They leave her open. She'll step into a three. This one off the rim, hits the top of the backboard, and comes down to Emma Youngberg, who's been very quiet so far in the first half. Does have a couple of rebounds, but also two fouls. The time was limited in the first quarter. Chance to retake the lead, and right when I say that, a turnover. First of the quarters, and it's now four turnovers by the Mustangs. Hardwick, over the top pass, finds Parthamer on the right wing. And one Hattie Gross, thought about a three, instead turns, kicks it. Want to reverse the basketball. There's a three off the right rim, no good, from the right corner. And the rebound for Vermitten will slow things up. Good transition defense there by the Wildcats to save a potential easy bucket. They want Vermitten inside. She's bumped and fouled. They've really tried to get Maddie Vermitten the basketball on the block. Wildcats pick up the foul. Keller picks it up for first. Katie Keller, the 5'6 sophomore. Cornelison back into the game, replacing Emma Hardwick. It's a 5-5 game, 6:46 left until halftime. Here's Kat Torber. They want to go inside to Youngberg. Too easy. Count it and one. Wildcats need to be careful. The lineup they have right now is not really built to guard Youngberg in the post. They went right down to her. And Youngberg on the board for the first time. Chance for a three-point play. Makes it 7-5 Valley Heights. 50% foul shooter so far this year. She knocks that one down. Caps off the three, and that is the lead for Valley Heights. 8-5, 6:40 to go here in the second. They extend this pressure out once again. Here comes Gross up the floor. Gets to the free throw line. Beautiful kick into the corner, but Parthamer mishandled it. And instead, we'll have to kind of reset. Picked up on a double team. Could have been a five count, no call. Hannah Stoll, the sophomore working around the arc, and she is bumped by Kat Torber, who picks up the foul, and that will put Stoll at the line to shoot a one and one. It's team foul number 9. So the rest of the quarter, the Wildcats will be in the double bonus. So Tana Stoll, the 5'5 sophomore. Seen some limited time so far. First free throw on the way. First is good. 8-6 Valley Heights. 6:19 to go, second quarter. Stoll at the line for one more. That one short. Rebound Youngberg. Youngberg up the floor, Kat Torber with it. Works to the free throw line, now top of the key to Maggie. They reverse it left side of the floor. That's Steinfurt. Right side to Maggie Torber. Turns down a three. They reverse the basketball. Steinfurt, Youngberg. Thought about stepping back from a left corner three instead. Here's one from the top of the key that's nearly banked in. And it gets all the way back to Kat Torber, getting her own miss. Off the straightaway three. Vermetten baseline and throws it off the backboard. And out of bounds, so a turnover. Giving it back to the Wildcats. 5:48 left here in the second. Hardwick back into the game, replacing Stoll. 8-6 Valley Heights. Now 5 turnovers in the first half by the Mustangs. Continuing to show pressure in the full court. That one is tipped, and a shot attempt is no good. And then the rebound is brought down, though, by Gross. So another missed opportunity for the Mustangs. Now 9 turnovers already in the first half, but Frankfurt only trailing by 2. There's a block shot inside by Youngberg. Good defense. And the rebound for Maddie Vermitten, who now has 5 first half rebounds. 8-6 Mustangs, under 5.5 to go here in the first. There's a near travel, and too much on the pass, out of bounds, and another turnover for Valley Heights. It's just been kind of a sluggish game here in the first half. Valley Heights came in averaging 51 points per game through 3. Defensively, they give up just 22, though. They have held their opponents to 29, 24, and 13. So defensively, very, very good. Wildcats with it. Hardwick wanting a bounce pass into the right corner. Some bodies hit the floor and then tips in the air. Finally, no control. It goes out of bounds, and it goes back to the Mustangs. So another turnover for the Wildcats. Make it 10 here in the first half. Score remains 8-6. Valley Heights by a deuce. Under 5 minutes to go here in the second. They'll stay in the zone. Left side on the wing, it's Scala. They want Vermitten at the free throw line. Right inside to Youngberg. Missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Still tipping it in the air. And then finally, it's ripped away by Vermitten and finally picked out. Taken away by the Wildcat. Kind of a weird possession there. Here's a right corner three. Good. How about Kayla Cornelison? Knocks in a triple. Gives Frankfurt a 9-8 lead at 4:23 left here in the first half. They want Maggie Torber inside. Difficult shot through traffic is banked home. Maggie Torber, her first bucket. Valley Heights back in front, 10-9. Most offense we've seen collectively the whole first half. Another difficult shot. Driving, spinning, and finishing is Hattie Gross. 11-10, Frankfurt in front. At the halfway point here in the second. Here's Scala. Right side to Steinfurt. Scala gets it back. Maggie Torber gets it at the free throw line, steps in, her deuce is good. Maggie Torber now with four, and another lead change. Valley Heights back in front, 12-11. Now we got some momentum rolling here in this second quarter. 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Emma Hardwick, gets a high ball screen, gets to the free throw line, she's bumped and fouled. Double bonus scenario. They get the foul on Scala. That is her third. So Kat Torber comes back in for Scala. Brooke Porter back into the game as well. So this puts Hardwick at the line to shoot two. The 5'6 sophomore has 4 points, a couple of rebounds so far in the first half. Chance to give her team the lead back. Once again, they trail 12-11. First free throw up. First free throw no good. So Porter checks back in for Steinfurt. And Hardwick can tie it with his second free throw. That one rattles over the rim and in. So she's got five. It's 12-12. 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. Been a battle for both of these teams. They get it to Vermitten at the free throw line. Reverse the basketball. Maggie Torber now. Top of the key with Kat. Porter lost it in the left corner and out of bounds. Back to the Wildcats. So right through the hands of Porter. Might have had a look for three in the left corner. Instead, it's another turnover. Seven in the first half against Valley Heights. Four here in the second quarter. Continuing to show the pressure in the full court, they back off a little bit. Hardwick right down the middle, now angles right, puts it in the right corner with Cornelison. Comes around a ball screen, gets to the elbow, turns there, still has it, shovels it, and a whistle and another foul. Valley Heights once again picking up the foul. They get this one on Brooke Porter. That's her first. And Emma Hardwick right back to the line to shoot two more. 5 points, 1-for-3 at the line. She misses this one, now 1-for-4. Still tied at 12, 2:56 remaining here in the first half. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Thanks for tuning in tonight. 92-1 and also online, mscsports.net. Hardwick goes 1-for-2, she's got 6. 13-12, Frankfurt in front. 2:50 left here in the second. Vermitten at the free throw line. Easy entry pass. Easy layup. Youngberg. She's got five all here in the second quarter. Valley Heights back in front. 14-13. Here's Hardwick. Spins at the right elbow. Wants to go all the way to the 10 with the left hand. Easy finish. Emma Hardwick picking up the pace here in the second. She's got eight. It's back to a 15-14 Frankfurt advantage. Multiple lead changes here in the last few minutes. The second quarter, Vermitten again, Youngberg, same result as the last possession. Only difference, a chance at three. Youngberg with seven, another nice assist by Vermitten. The foul on Frankfurt against Taryn Parthamer, that is her second. And Youngberg at the line. The free throw is no good. So the lead for Valley Heights is 16-15. 2:10 left here in the second. There's a near travel by Gross, but got away with one there. Frankfurt needs to get it out of the corner. They do with Gross. Works left side on the wing. Bouncing it to Hardwick. A little bit more closer to the corner. Now wants to curl all the way into the lane. Her shot is wild. No good. Brooke Porter the rebound. And tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Valley Heights. So another turnover for the Mustangs. Abigail Steinfurt back in for Valley Heights. Tana Stoll is back in as well for Frankfurt. Minute 45 left here. Low scoring, quick moving first half. 16-15, Valley Heights by one. Mustangs have struggled here offensively in the second quarter. I should say, not so much scoring, but with the turnovers. Here's Stoll, a left corner three. Front rim no good. And then we're going to get an over and back call, which is going to put Frankfurt right back to the free throw line with a minute 27 left here in the second. This will be on Steinfurt. Correction, they call it on Maggie Torber. That's her second. Hardwick back to the line to shoot two. First one is pure nylon, nothing but net. She's got 9 first half points to lead all scores. Youngberg with 7 to lead Valley Heights. Tied at 16 with 1:27 to go. Second on the way, pure as silk. Goes 2 for 2, and she's into double figures now with 10. 17-16, Frankfurt, buck 20 to go until the half. Vermitten, free throw line. Dribble towards the block, and she's going to get whistled for an offensive foul. Extended the arm out. That's going to be 3 on Maddie Vermitten. That'll bring Brooke Porter right back into the game. So fouls become an issue. Kat Torber with 2. Maggie Torber with 2. Vermitten with 3. Youngberg with 2. Scala with 3. Something to keep an eye on here in the second half with the foul trouble. Good entry pass inside. Pass deflected. But a rebound, though, by Hardwick. Here's a right corner 3. That one is off. Offensive rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a travel underneath against Tana Stoll. He turns it over. Back to the Mustangs with 57 seconds to go. Frankfurt leading 17-16. So Kat Torber directing traffic left side to Steinfurt. Kat gets it back. Now Porter right wing. Once Youngberg at the elbow, tips away, gets it right back. Porter to Kat, top of the key. Puts it on the dribble once. Now Brooke with it right wing. They want Youngberg at the free throw line. Frankfurt doing a good job, kind of holding their own in there with Youngberg. There's Kat, a drive. Her shot no good, but Youngberg gets the offensive rebound and finishes. She's got 9. 18-17 Valley Heights, 20 seconds to go. Here's Cornelison right corner. Thought about a baseline drive. Instead, it's off to Hattie Gross with 12 seconds left until the half. 18-17 Valley Heights. Gross right in front on the midcourt stripe. Gets to the elbow. Turns to the right elbow now. Stops and pops from there. Banks it in, and that's going to do it for the half. Hattie Gross with 4 and a bucket at the buzzer to give the Wildcats a 1-point lead at the intermission. Our girls' contest through 16 minutes. It's Frankfurt 19, Valley Heights 18. Halftime coverage coming up next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime coverage is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game at the half, Valley Heights and Frankfurt tonight here at Frankfurt High School. We got a good one, 19-18. Both these teams certainly struggled offensively in the first quarter. It was a 5-5 game at the end of the first 8 minutes, but both teams certainly picked things up in the second quarter. Frankfurt outscoring Valley Heights 14-13 in the second. They have a 19-18 lead here at the half. Again, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Well, let's get you the first half numbers in this ball game. Emma Hardwick for the Wildcats leading all scores with 10. Hattie Gross has 4. 3 from Kayla Cornelison. And then Tana Stoll has 1 point via the free throw line. 9 points, 5 rebounds for Emma Youngberg leading the Mustangs in scoring in the first half. They got 4 for Maggie Torber. They got 3 for Maddie Vermitten. And then also 2 from Kat Torber as well. Rebound advantage for Valley Heights, 19-9. So they have dominated the glass, and a lot of that's come on the offensive end, but certainly haven't been able to cash in on some of these second-chance opportunities. Valley Heights, 4 of 7 at the free-throw line. They had 9 turnovers, 6 of which were in the second quarter. And for the Wildcats, they were 6 of 11 at the line in the first half. They had 11 first-half turnovers, but just 3 of those in the second quarter. So Wildcats certainly had much better ball control in the second quarter. Both teams certainly ramped things up after just 10 total points in the first quarter. The two combined for 27, and we have a 19-18 Frankfurt lead here at the half. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. More halftime coverage continues in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Toys on sale now at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Hine and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Hines have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Bruder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. Ho, ho, ho. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfort hosting Valley Heights tonight here on KMZA. Girls game at the half. Wildcats at home, a 19-18 lead on the Mustangs. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Of course, a few minutes until the start of the second half, but a quick preview here of the boys' contest, which will follow the latest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings released earlier today, and the Wildcats at 3-1, up from number 9 to number 6 in Class 1A Division 1. They finished second in the Wabunsee preseason invitational. Their one loss was to Wabunsee. That final was 53-48, and they got wins over Pawnee City, Northern Heights, and Manhattan Chief. Mustangs are looking for their first win. They're coming off a 33-31 loss at Republic County. They also got blasted by 40 at Marysville, and then they lost by 29 to Riley County in their opener. The Mustangs 0-3, Wildcats are 3-1, so certainly for the Mustangs trying to get on track, and the Wildcats trying to keep that momentum up as they are now number 6 in Class 1A Division 1, according to the KBCA rankings this week. Girls contest, 19-18, Frankfort by one. One final two-minute timeout, second half coming your way next. Keep it locked. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, second half coming your way here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Good one on hand, Mustangs and Wildcats. Frankfort's a 19-18 lead. We switch sides, and the Lady Mustangs will begin the second half with the basketball. Wildcats showing that 2-3 zone defense. We saw a good portion of that in the first half. Quick pass inside, a bump and a foul. Maddie Vermitten will go to the free throw line. 14 seconds into the third. First foul in the second half against Taryn Parthamer. That is her third. So Maddie Vermetten will go to the line. She drills the first. She's got four and is perfect at the line, 2 for 2. Second one on the way. Second one spins in there. She's got five. Valley Heights back in front. It is 20-19. Wildcats first possession here in the third. You know, left side in the corner to Hattie Gross. Turns down a three. Now gets it to the left wing. Hands it back to Hardwick. Curls in the lane. Looking inside. Pass deflected and intercepted. Here come the Mustangs in transition. Missed layup, but an offensive rebound and stick back is up and in by Emma Youngberg, and she's got 11. The lead is 3 for the Mustangs at 22-19. Addie Gross gets a high ball screen, curls to the right block. Now kicks it to Cornelison, right corner. Not much there. Gross puts it on the dribble. Inside, spins at the free throw line, spins again. Right corner now. They want to reverse the basketball. Left side, here's a 3. Yes. Emma Hardwick, 13 points, leads all scorers. And we're tied at 22. 6:50 left, third quarter. They've really sucked that zone down inside the three-point line. They're giving the Mustangs outside shots. Speaking of it, there's one from the left corner. That one no good. And a rebound for Hattie Gross. She's got 5 rebounds to go along with 4 points. 22-22 tie, 90 seconds into the third. Here's Cornelison, left side on the wing. There's a ball screen. Hardwick all the way. Floater, air ball. And a rebound brought down by Steinfurt. Abigail Steinfurt, the 5'5 senior, brings it up herself. Here's Maggie Torber, left side on the wing. Holds it at the hip. They want to go to Youngberg, and a lot of contact inside. I think it's on the floor as Youngberg went crashing down to the floor. Second team foul on Frankfurt here in the third. It's on Hattie Grosser, second, and we get a whistle and a timeout. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. 6:09 left, third quarter, 22-22 tie. Valley Heights and Frankfurt in the girls' contest. We do got some scores from around the area that we can update you on the girls' side. Riverside leading Sabetha at the half, 31-24. A couple TVL halftime scores on the girls' side. Axtell, 19-15, a lead over Wetmore. Centralia girls rolling, 39-17 at the half at Onega. So a couple girls' scores that we will update you on. Of course, we'll have you updated on all the scores from tonight's results tomorrow morning and afternoon in sports. Also online, mscsports.net. Get all the information from High School Hoops here in Northeast KS. 22-22 tie, 6:09 to go, third quarter. Here's Steinfurt from the right corner on the quick entry pass. That one is no good. Hardwick tips the rebound to herself. And here come the Wildcats. Cornelison, right corner. Holds it high, now puts it low at the hip. Gets a ball screen, curls left to the free throw line. Stops there on the right elbow. Now working back to the near side corner. Curls all the way back to the left corner, nearly throws it away, but gets it off to Gross. Hardwick, right wing, wants a ball screen, gets to the free throw line, not much there. Now Hattie Gross with it, working towards the top of the key. Man-to-man defense by the Mustangs. Here's Hardwick, gets a screen, works it left, inside. Cornelison, left side three, yes. 2-3, 6 points for Kayla Cornelison. It's a 25-22 Frankfurt lead. 5:23 left, third quarter. Here's a shot for the tie, and just like that, it's Kat Torber. Her first field goal, she's got 5, and it's 25-25. This game has been close from the jump. About 3 minutes in here to the third. Tied at 25. That pass tipped away, stolen by Maggie Torber. Here comes Abigail Steinfurt up the floor. Her pass sails out of bounds into the crowd, and a turnover against the Mustangs. They're first here in the third, 10th in the ball game. Kaylee Scala checks back in, the 5'9 junior for the Mustangs. 25-25. We're tied up. There are 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Wildcats with it. Cornelison in the right corner. Works out of the corner to the wing. Now spins to the free throw line. Stops about 10 from the bucket. Fans wanted to travel. No call. Here's Gross, left baseline. Her pass deflected and intercepted. There's Scala, wants to go coast to coast. She lost it, but into the hands of her teammate, Maddie Vermitten, who sticks it up and in. She's got seven, and it's 27-25, Allie Heights. Hardwick, nice entry pass. Jump shot, no good. Too strong. Rebound for Youngberg, and a foul underneath against the Wildcats. This one will be against Dollinghouse. That is her third. That's the third foul on the Wildcats here in the third. Mustangs have yet to commit a foul in the first 3-plus minutes. Katie Keller back in, the 5'6 sophomore for the Wildcats. Mustangs with the ball in a 27-25 lead, not quite to the halfway point here in the third quarter. Looks like there's some miscommunication here defensively. We get a whistle and a foul inside, away from the ball. It's Hattie Gross picks up the foul, her third. Now the Wildcats are looking to be in a little bit of foul trouble as well. Top of the key, Maggie Torber turns down an open three, spins in the lane, floats it with the right hand, trickles up over the rim and in. Maggie Torber now with six, and it's a four-point Valley Heights lead, 29-25, 3:50 and running here, quarter three. There's a cut, a whistle, a jump ball inside. Possession will keep it with the Wildcats. Hardwick to throw it in, leads all scores with 13, but her team's down four, 29-25. Cornelison right on the wing. Back to Parthamer, top of the key now with Hardwick, holds it high, puts it at the left hip, and dribbles. A couple times, picks it up, hands it off to Gross. Left wing, picks it up after one dribble, now left corner with Hardwick. Wants the screen from Gross, not much there. Parthamer top of the key, angles left, hands it off to Gross, splits a double team, stops about 15 out, spinning in some trouble, still in trouble, finally gets it off to Hardwick. Hardwick wants to go all the way to the 10, right block, may have gotten away with a walk, and then a pass to the far side. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. First Valley Heights foul here in the third quarter. Kat Torber picks it up for third. The Wildcats to throw it in. Down four, 29-25, coming up on 3 minutes left here in the third. Gross spins in the lane, hands it off to Hardwick. Hard drive, a lot of contact. Cornelison right corner, top of the key. Hattie Gross straight on three. Bang is open. A three from straight on for Hattie Gross. She's got seven. 29-28, banks open this late in Frankfurt. Here's an answer try from the left wing, and it's an air ball out of bounds by Maggie Torber. So the Wildcats get it back, 29-28. They trail by one, 2:40 left here, quarter number three. And they stop play, and Emma Youngberg is going to have to come off the floor as she's bleeding a little bit from her arm, so she's got to get that cleaned up. Nothing serious. They're just going to wrap it up, run alongside the elbow. We'll get her back in real quick. So Porter checks in for 29-28. Nice ball fake by Cornelison. Takes it all the way to the rack and lays it with the right hand. How about Cornelison? Has 8 points. And Frankfurt back in front, 30-29. There's a drive, shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball underneath. Vermitten and Gross battling for it. Possession keeps it with the Mustangs. 2:13 left here, quarter three. And real quick. And Youngberg is back in. They were about to throw it in, but the official stopped and let Youngberg get back into the game after they tape up the left elbow. Frankfurt 30, Valley Heights 29. Here's a left corner three, wide open, and it's Kaylee Scala who knocks in the triple. Her first basket, 32-30. Valley Heights back in front by a deuce. 2 minutes left here in the third. This game has been tight from the jump. Here's Cornelison, right side on the wing. Couple dribbles, picks it up, holds it over her head. Scala coming in with the tight defense. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Brian Ebert, seen enough of that possession. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Girls contest, tight, 1:48 left, third quarter. It is Valley Heights 32, Frankfurt 30. Back in a tight minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, minute 48 left here, quarter number three. It is Valley Heights 32, Frankfurt 30. Well, it's been a good competitive game from the start. Wildcats with it, down two. Working the basketball to Hardwick here near side. Wants a baseline drive, cut off there. Pass deflected, intercepted. Intercepted by Scala. Valley Heights will slow things up with a two-point lead. Scala, left wing, where she hit it last time, left that one short. Battle for the rebound brought down by Youngberg. Kicks it back out. Torber is straight on three. This one not there. Offensive rebound for Scala, and we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. Leave against the Wildcats. Stops the clock at 1:13 here in quarter number three. So I believe it's Dollinghouse who picks up the foul. It is. That is her fourth. Team foul number five. So that'll bring in Stoll. So Stoll checks in. Valley Heights to throw it in underneath their own bucket. They bounce it into the corner with Kat Torber. She wants to take it all the way herself. Her layup try is no good. Brooke Porter, though, grabs the rebound and then turns it over. Had it ripped away. Wildcats down two with the ball. A minute left here in the third. Here's Cornelison. Top of the key. Now Hardwick has it. 13 points to lead the Wildcats. Gets it to Gross. Right corner. Hits Hardwick on a cut. Tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Maggie Torber getting that out of the way and out of bounds. Frankfurt keeps it. 47 seconds remaining here in the third. Hardwick to throw it in. Wants it over the top. A lot of air under that pass, but Cornelison has it. Gross inside. Good defense. Youngberg with the block. And the rebound backside for Maggie Torber. Ryan Ebert wanted the foul. Did not get the call. Final 33 seconds here in the third. Youngberg, they leave her open for three. This one not good. It's off to the right, and then the Wildcats had the rebound and then turn it over, and now there's a three that's well off the mark. And we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball underneath. And the possession gives it back to the Wildcats with 21 seconds left here in the third. 32-30. Valley Heights by two. Wildcats can tie or take the lead here before we head to the final 8 minutes. Hardwick. Head of steam drive. Beautiful entry pass. Far side. Layup good. Taryn Parthamer, her first field goal. We're tied at 32. 5 seconds to go. Here's Scala for three. Short. Rebound Frankfurt. And that's going to end the third quarter. So we head to the final 8 minutes in a tie ball game. 32-32. Fourth quarter coming your way next. Keep it locked. MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8 minutes left in our first game tonight, and we got a good one. Frankfurt and Valley Heights knotted up at 32 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Both of these teams undefeated. Frankfurt 4-0, Valley Heights 3-0. One of these two will take their first loss of the season tonight. Youngberg inside. Pass, though, deflected, intercepted, and a steal. Here come the Wildcats. Chance to take the lead. Cornelison for three. Front rim no good. Rebound Valley Heights. Vermitten the rebound. Mustangs work it up the floor. Another pass deflected inside. Picked up. Layup. Trickles off the rim. No good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Brought down by Stoll. 32-32. Knotted up. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. Boys contest will follow. There's a backdoor cut. And then ripped away in a steal by Valley Heights. Here's Maggie Torber with it. Right side to Cat. And then Maggie cut, and Cat didn't see it and threw it right out of bounds. Another turnover, and we're going to get a full timeout called by Frankfurt. 7:06 left in the ballgame. 32-32 tie. We'll take a quick break. Back in a moment. Right here on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 1 minute gone by, fourth quarter, 32-32, Frankfurt and Valley Heights in our girls' contest. Wildcats with it, chance to retake the lead. Cornelison, right side on the wing, dribbles to the top of the key, wants to hand it off to Hardwick, tipped and intercepted. Here comes Valley Heights up the floor, transition layup, good. Maggie Torber with that bucket, she's got eight. Valley Heights back in front, 34-32. Cornelison in the right corner, dribbles out of some trouble, hands it off to Gross. Gross puts it on the dribble, gets to the right elbow, spins, hands it off to Hardwick, who wants to drive. Cut off there, good defense. Holding it high, wants Gross on a cut, gets it at the free throw line. Now works it inside, spins on two, looking for Hardwick on a backdoor cut, not there, tipped and intercepted. Here comes Valley Heights, good 3-on-2 break, but the layup is no good, but an offensive rebound try and stick back by Vermitten is no good, but she earns a trip to the free throw line, she'll shoot two. Gross with the foul. That's her fourth. So Hattie Gross and Lexi Dollinghouse both now with four fouls. Vermitten's first free throw up, no good. That's her first miss at the line. She was 3 for 3 prior. 7 points for the 5'10 senior. The 34-32 Valley Heights lead. Second is up. Second is good. She goes one for two. She's got eight. 35-32 Valley Heights. Lexi Dollinghouse back in the game, as we just mentioned, four fouls. The fouls here in the second half, Frankfurt's committed six. Valley Heights has committed just one. That was the exact opposite in the first half. Hardwick, a difficult shot, but Gross with the rebound, sticks it up, counted, and the foul. Addie Gross with nine and a chance to tie it up with a three-point play. So Vermitten picks up the foul. That's her fourth. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound Maggie Torver. Valley Heights still in front. 35-34. We're under 6 minutes left here in the ballgame. Right side. Maggie Torver. Nice ball fake. Dribble. Shot. No good. And a whistle and a foul. She'll shoot two. Cornelison picks up the foul. That's her first, team foul number six, so Valley Heights in the bonus the rest of the way. First free throw, clank, no good, off the back box. Torver will have a second. Valley Heights' lead is one, 35-34, 5:42 left in the ball game. Second is up, and too strong, no good. Emma Hardwick, the rebound for the Wildcats, so missed opportunities there. Mike Torber at the line to extend the lead. Wildcats can take the lead with a bucket. Gross hands it off to Hardwick. Spins at the free throw line. Cornelison right corner. Puts it on the dribble. Works around a ball screen from Dollinghouse. Gets inside the paint. Guarded by Youngberg. Has to kick it out. Gross now left side on the wing. Wants to drive. Shovels it off to Cornelison. Curls. Right elbow. Wants it into the right corner now. Does with Hardwick. Tips. And out of bounds. And I don't think it was tipped. It was just thrown out of bounds, and that's a turnover for the Wildcats. Valley Heights getting it back. 35-34 is their lead, coming up on 5 minutes left in the ball game. Here's Maggie Torber, splits the zone, takes it all the way. Layup no good. Emma Youngberg, the rebound. Her shot is tipped, no good. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights. Every possession crucial at this point in the game. Steinford along two. That one's no good. Battle for the rebound tipped out into the front court and finally chased down by Kat Torber, who steps into a 17-foot J. That one's short. No good. Rebound Vermitten. Back up with it, and she's fouled. She'll earn another trip to the free throw line. Wildcat foul on Hattie Gross, and she is fouled out of the game. So Hattie Gross, 9 points and 6 rebounds for the 5'9 sophomore. That's a big loss with still 4:40 to go here in the ball game. Vermitten at the line, missing the free throw. 35-34. She's missed a few here so far in the fourth quarter. Chance to extend the lead. She knocks that one down, so she's got nine. And the lead is two. 36-34, Valley Heights, 4:40 left in the ball game. Wildcats up the floor. Here's Hardwick. Angles right. Hands it off Cornelison, right corner. Wants a ball screen from Dollinghouse. Not much. Good defense there. Threw it by Abigail Steinfurt. Cornelison picks it up. Short corner right. Whistle, bump, and a foul on Valley Heights. Wildcats will throw it in underneath their own bucket. The foul is on Maggie Torber, her third. Just the third team foul here in the second half on the Mustangs. Wildcats to throw it in, down two, 36-34. Both of these teams unbeaten coming into tonight. Wildcats 4-0, Mustangs 3-0. Another deflected pass out of bounds. Wildcats keep it again. Tana Stoll will throw it in. Towards the corner, lazy pass, intercepted. Youngberg picks it off. Nice ball fake. Kat Torber gets it right back, high right on the wing. They swing it here, left side to Maggie Torber. She wants to curl into the lane, left her feet, short corner Jay Vermitten. It's an air ball out of bounds on the far side. Last touch by Frankfurt. They couldn't grab the rebound. The Mustangs keep it. 4:02 left in the game and a 2-point lead, 36-34. Light scoring. We were tied at 32 going into the fourth. Kat Torber, a three. No good. Rebound Vermitten. Another second chance opportunity for the Mustangs. They have cleaned on the offensive glass in this ballgame. Haven't taken as much advantage as they probably would have liked to. Vermitten inside. Quick pass. Right wing three. No good by Kat Torber. Chased down into the corner. And out of bounds it goes. It'll be Frankfurt basketball down two still, 36-34. Kaylee Scala checks back in for the Mustangs, replacing Steinfurt. So here come the Wildcats. Chance to tie or take the lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Hardwick. Spins at the block. Hands it off to Cornelison. Lost the handle. Runs back. Picks it up. Gets it to the top of the key. Angles left. Turns inside the free throw line. Comes back here to the near side. Bouncing it inside for Dollinghouse. Tips, and we're going to get a jump ball. Scala and Cornelison battle for it. Possession arrow keeps it with the Wildcats. With 3:15 left in the game. 36-34. Mustangs holding on to a two-point lead. It's 32-32 going into the fourth. And we get a whistle and a foul on the inbounds pass against Valley Heights. I believe it's on Scala. So for Kaylee Scala, that's her fourth. Team foul number four. Wildcats to throw it in. Hardwick has it. Tips, but Cornelison has it in the right corner. Dribbles out of some trouble. Coming up on 3 minutes left in the game. Cornelison dribbles it off her own foot, but gets it back. She's guarded by Scala. And lost it again. Another lazy pass, and it's intercepted. Turnovers becoming an issue here in the fourth. Now six fourth-quarter turnovers by the Wildcats. The Mustangs have yet to cash. Here's Scala for three. Not there. Rebound for Frankfurt. That one brought down by Stoll. Another opportunity to tie or take the lead. Now 2:35 left in the game. Hardwick dribbles just inside the free-throw line. Left her feet. And a wild shot through traffic is no good. And a rebound for Kat Torber. She'll slow the pace with a 36-34 lead and 2:21 to go in the game. So Maggie Torber with the basketball. Over to Kat on the right wing. Steps inside. They want Youngberg inside. Using the body and the muscle and puts it up and in. Emma Youngberg, 13 points. And it's a 38-34 Valley Heights lead. 2:05 left in the game. Crunch time for the Wildcats. Can they get a bucket here? Cornelison steps back, gets the play call from Brian Everts. Man-to-man defense working on Scala. Gets to the elbow. Hands it off to a cutting Hardwick. Bounces it. Short corner Jay shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Valley Heights brought down by Scala. Will slow the pace. Down to a minute 41 left in the game. 38-34. Valley Heights with the lead and the ball. This game was tied at 32 at the end of three. Down under 90 seconds to go. Wildcats are still sitting in a zone defense right now. Precious time going off the clock, and there's the switch. Now they go man-to-man. Here's a cut. Good feed. Youngberg open from 15. It's a beauty. Emma Youngberg, 15 points, and that is a monstrous shot. 40-34, largest lead of the game with 1:05 to go. Wildcats desperately need a bucket here. They get it to Hardwick inside. It tips from behind, out of bounds, and it's last touched. Waiting to see who it was last touched by. The officials gather, and it'll stay with the Wildcats. So a big call. They really need a bucket right here. Down six with 57 seconds to go. Big buckets by Youngberg. And the last possession by Valley Heights. Here's Cornelison at the free throw line. Gets to the block near side. Her pass tipped. Intercepted. Transition. Here's Maggie Torber. Layup good. She's got 10, and that might be the dagger. 42-34 Valley Heights with 37 seconds left in the game. A monster stretch to close this one out potentially. Cornelison will fire a three, and she knocks it down. Well, if the Wildcats had a shot, they needed that one to go. It's back to within five with 28 seconds to go, 42-37. Cornelison with 11, So full timeout will follow suit. 27 seconds to go. 42-37 Valley Heights. Close this one out in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holiday open house for Hiawatha Farm and Home on December 20th from 11 till 2, and also to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca on December 23rd from 2 until 5. All day savings of 10% for in-store merchandise those two special holiday open house days. Some exclusions may apply. That's at Hiawatha Farm and Home the 20th and at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca the 23rd. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
5-point game out of the timeout. 26 seconds to go. Valley Heights with it and the ball, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Maggie Torber. That's her fourth. Not going to lie, that's a bad call. She's just spinning with the basketball in her hand. There was no extension on the play. And that gives it back to the Wildcats, down 5 with 24 seconds to go. Pass tipped into the backcourt, but chased down by Dollinghouse. Just 20 seconds to go, and we get a whistle. And I think we get a jump ball. Frankfurt wanted the foul, and the Mustangs get it back on the possession arrow. So a big turnover for the Wildcats, down 5 with 18 seconds to go. It's 42-37. Valley Heights getting it in. Wildcats need a foul, go for a quick steal. Plenty of precious time coming off the clock here. Baseline pass to the far side, out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights, and they turn it over with 10 seconds to go. I'm not sure why the Wildcats didn't foul right there. Precious time off the clock. There's just 7 seconds to go. Now 5, now 4. Cornelison, 3, 2, puts up a shot. No good, out of bounds, and that'll do it for the Mustangs. Stay unbeaten. They went on the road 42-37. Some clutch baskets and defense down the home stretch. And the Mustangs move to 4-0. Wildcats lose their first. They drop to 4-1. Post games next, brought to you by Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls final, Valley Heights 42, Frankfurt 37. Post game is next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
First game done, one more to go here from Frankfort High School, hosting Valley Heights this evening. Girls' contest was a good one, battle between undefeated teams, but it was Valley Heights coming up with some big shots late and clutch defensive stops, so the Mustangs move to 4-0, a 42-37 win here at Frankfort. Wildcats lose their first, they drop to 4-1. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Of course, we'll get you our player of the game and then get you set for the boys contest coming up in just about 14 and a half minutes. But let's get you the final stats from the girls contest. Again, Valley Heights a winner, 42-37. Leading scorer, Emma Youngberg at 15 points and 9 rebounds, a near double-double. Maggie Torber also in double figures with 10. Maddie Vermitten almost had a double-double. She had 9 points and 9 rebounds, 5 from Kat Torber, and then 3 points, 5 rebounds from Kaylee Scala. 2 in double figures for the Wildcats, led by Emma Hardwick, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Kayla Cornielson had 11, 8 of which were in the second half. 9 points, 6 rebounds from Hattie Gross. She fouled out in the fourth quarter. 3 points from Taryn Parthamer, and then 1 point from Tana Stoll. So, again, the Wildcats dropped to 4-1. Mustangs stay undefeated. They are 4-0. They were up to number 3 this week in Class 2A in the latest KBCA rankings. Valley Heights really dominated the glass. They out-rebounded Frankfort 36-16. A lot of those were on the offensive end as well, but couldn't really take advantage, especially in the first half with second-chance opportunities. But they out-rebound the Wildcats by 20, 36-16. Wildcats did struggle in the fourth quarter. 8 turnovers in the fourth. They had 24 turnovers in the game. Valley Heights ending with 15 turnovers and just 7 of those in the second half. The Wildcats shot just 1 free throw in the second half. They missed it, so they finished 6 of 12. At the free throw line, Valley Heights also struggled. They came in shooting 56% at the line this season, right close to it. They were 8 of 15 at the line in the ball game. So again, Valley Heights a winner, 42-37. They moved to 4-0. Wildcats dropped to 4-1. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, in the girls' contest, we'll go Emma Youngberg, the 5'11 senior from Valley Heights, a near double-double, 15 points and 9 rebounds. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line and right on her season average. Came into tonight 15.3 points per game and a near double-double, 15 points and 9 rebounds. Emma Youngberg, our player of the game, presented by Farmers State Bank. Again, one final time, the girls' final, Valley Heights 42, Frankfort 37. Well, it's now time to transition to the boys' contest here tonight. It's about 12 minutes or so until the start of this one. This is teams in opposite directions right now. Valley Heights 0-3, searching for win number one. The Wildcats are number six in 1A D1 at 3-1. They've won back-to-back games since the lone loss to Wabunsee last week. Victories over Northern Heights and Manhattan Chief, second place in the Wabunsee Invitational. So Vince Steinlage has his Wildcats off to a good start at 3-1. Cale Green, second-year head coach of the Mustangs, searching for the first dub. They are 0-3. So go ahead and send it back to the studios for about 10 minutes. We'll come back and get you set for our boys contest from Frankfort High School. It's Frankfort hosting Valley Heights, the boys contest in about 10 minutes. So keep it locked in, 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.